How will tens of millions of dollars in new state funding for pregnant people and children affect adoptions in the state? Several listeners wanted to know. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comer Weiland explains some adoption agencies see funding in the new law as helpful, but say it doesn't go far enough.
Lawmakers approved raising the adoption tax credit from $1,000 to $2,500 per child as part of more than $70 million in funding for various family and child services. Shannon Schumacher is the president and CEO of the Villages of Indiana. She says these tax credits are helpful, but feels the bill could have gone further in supporting people giving birth.
In Indiana, private adoptions generally come from birth mothers who are struggling, who have addiction issues or poverty issues, mental health issues. So just to make sure that we maintain support for our birth mother post-adoption.
She says the need for adoption services will likely increase due to the state's abortion ban. While her agency works primarily with pregnant people and young children, she emphasizes that tax credits on this bill could also be helpful for those looking to adopt older children. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber Weiland.